murder which is sweeping the eastern third of the nation is being committed by creatures who feast upon the flesh of their victims.
The world ended. Didn't you get the memo?
They're dead. And you're gonna be next.
Wake up! Time to die.
It's a full moon. Beware the moon. And stick to the road. Oops.
I vote we get back to the slaughtered lamb.
Yeah.
You never grow old, Michael. And you'll never die. But you must feed.
My own brother, a goddamn shit-up ambassador. Will you wait till Mom finds out, buddy?
Detail, I guess I forgot to mention. You die, you lose.
This is now the United States of
EMZT Radio.
Welcome to another episode of EMZT Radio. I am Bane Hellborn with my...
She screwed up the beginning. I'm telling Mommy.
It's been so long, I forgot your name.
Yeah, I can tell. We should just, you know what, screw it. We're leaving that in. Screw it. There's your intro, kids. There's your intro.
That's MJ over there.
I don't know. I call it Cheese McFly. Cheese McFly.
You've been gone so long, dude. Where have you been? No, you've been busy, I know.
Yeah, no. It's been bad, you know. A lot of people forget that in order for me to have a quiet summer, I have to have a busy spring. So
absolutely.
That's how it is. Real life calls.
So while you were gone, MJ, I've done a few changes.
I
hope you don't mind. We now have we have a new minis episode with our new little 7-year-old host, Boom Doom.
Yes, I've
heard you been
those.
Listening? Have you?
I'm trying to think. Wait, we go away. I go away for a while. We just screw our timing up. No, I have actually been hearing. They're pretty cool, actually.
And they're minis because he has such a short attention span that it's just perfect.
Don't we all?
And I can throw them on there in like 20 minutes after getting everything edited and you know, it's 20 minutes and then I put it up and then we have a new segment with me and my sister where we talk about horror stuff because she's non-horror fan.
Right.
So we get a non-horror perspective on horror.
Yes. Hey, we need that sometimes.
It's been hilarious. It's been hilarious. So all we'll have to do, basically, me and you, is just talk a little bit, and everything else is set up for you.
Yeah, everything else is functioning. I like this. I like this, and I'm trying to bring a few people on as well to help us out from a writing perspective than anything else. So,
yeah,
prepare yourself, kids. That's all I'm going to say.
EMZT Radio will be a wild ride.
Yes, it will.
Keep your hands in the cart.
You don't have to. I mean, you know, you can... wait, I just saw a decapitated head. Never mind. Keep your hands inside the cart at all times, please, kids. You never know when the roller coaster might fall off the wheels, as it always does.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today since it's been so long?
So I wanted to give an opinion on something before we go on. And I'm actually kind of interested because I wanted to get on about 3 weeks ago, but that's when everything chaotic started happening. And by the way, we are in our new South Carolina version of our studios now, just to let you know.
Yes, it's all set up.
Yes, it is all set up. That's part of why I've been gone so long, is that we were getting the new South Carolina EMZT studios set up. So they're set up and ready to go.
You need to send me some pan views of your new studio.
As soon as I can get, I have to. The only missing touch right now is that the movie poster things that I got. You know the things to put the movie posters
31?
In. Yeah, they're too small.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the things I got the wrong sized movie poster holder, so.
Oh, okay.
That is that's something I'm gonna have to go to Wally World and fix. And, you know, I've been in here a week and a half now, so. Anyways.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring this up real quick because I think the whole world knows that we're both obsessed with The Walking Dead.
And
This is rehashing an old story, I know, and it doesn't make it sound current, but I don't care at the moment because I haven't said anything. I remember about 3 weeks ago, the man who played Father Gabriel, is he not in some serious trouble?
Oh my God, that video? Holy crap! What the hell?
A little intoxicated might be the best word. He was high as a kite. And he got busted.
I would say so.
What was the final tally? Like, he had like a blood alcohol content, I think it was like twice the legal limit or something. And then they found like narcotics in his car.
Yes.
Oh.
He was all sorts of messed up.
Now, this is already the least popular character on The Walking Dead. But at the end of the season, this is the funny thing, though. The season finale, everybody is, like, rooting for this guy to die. And then literally it's all about, at the end, you're just like, well, maybe there is some hope for Father Gabriel. Because he actually sees why Rick does what he does. I think that's the way it ended. He now officially sees why Rick does what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was at that moment, it was kind of an enlightenment moment for him. You know?
Something.
Yeah. But I wonder. Now, granted, you know, they have made some changes from the comic book. Glenn is supposed to be dead by now, and he's not.
Yeah.
Was it? Carol was the one that was supposed to die with the governor, and not Andrea.
Right.
People forget that it was mm-hmm. Carol that basically they switched Carol and Andrea, and pretty much from the comic book. But I wonder what they're going to do with Father Gabriel. I mean, do you now have to rewrite Father Gabriel?
Well, it all depends on what happens to this guy in real life.
I mean, it's obvious about that, but you know, soap operas are notorious for bringing on new characters, and especially when it comes to the younger. When it comes to the children, I don't know if you've ever noticed that about a soap opera, mm-hmm. but a child ages like 10 years and 2 days in a soap opera.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's just ridiculous. Or within a year, they have the little kid for like a year, and then the next year, they're 15.
They're in their 20s. Yeah, they're like 15 or 16 and getting killed or something.
Yeah.
I wonder though, if you kept, I think you would have to bring in a new Father Gabriel. I mean, you couldn't touch this guy with a 10-foot pole right now.
I don't know. I don't know how they could spin it though. His twin, or
no? I mean, fraternal twin. I'm sure they wouldn't even mention it.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it's still Father Gabriel.
Yeah.
Nothing on the show changes except the character or the actor.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
that'll be weird.
It's just. You're just sitting there going, dude, you have it made. You're on a show that has a license to print money.
Yeah, basically. And he goes and blows it.
and you are found with narcotics all in your damn car while you're twice the legal limit. What is wrong with you? Yeah. It's like you have the golden ticket and a wind and a little puff of wind just comes up and you let it go.
Yeah, he lost his ever-loving mind. That was somebody who totally, completely snapped for no reason.
Yeah. No, but in the words of Rick James, cocaine's a hell of a drug. I don't know if cocaine was found. I just like saying cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I'm sure it's involved.
Chappelle show reasons is what I like saying. But I needed to bring that up because it's been a while and I was kind of itching to say something about it. And
yeah. Well, I guess they could try. It's going to confuse people, but yeah. I'm sure everyone will understand with, you know, all his now legal issues.
Yeah. But I wonder, though, with Beware the Walking Dead starting soon. When does that start? Have we gotten an actual date?
No, I don't think they have a date yet.
Damn. But as we're recording this, 9 days, Fannibles. 9 days. I'm not counting or anything.
No, not at all.
I hate this, too. Well, no, because we just went through... Okay, we just went through the spring cancellation season.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that if a show is moved from the fall to the spring, or from the fall or the spring to the summer, that a network is trying to kill the show, and that's exactly what... NBC is... I don't know why NBC is desperate, but they're desperate to kill Hannibal. I think it's probably because it costs way too much money to make.
Probably.
I can't see NBC making money off, even with the ratings. And don't get me wrong, they have moved that show everywhere. And it still gets high ratings. And I know it's pissing executives off because they can't cancel it. But I wonder, though, who would pick it up? Okay, let's say NBC finally just says, screw it. Would anybody pick it up? Not the CW. I know the CW wouldn't, because that's too old for their demographic.
No.
And it's not another show based on the originals. which I'm now convinced, by the way, that they're just going to rename their show Damien Salvatore and go to the originals and just say, screw it. It's going to be, you know, you're going to have, was it Monday night? It's going to be, this is obviously after Supernatural goes off the air. It's good. It's obviously going to be.
Which won't happen anytime soon.
Oh, no. They will. I think now at this point, they will just start begging the guys from Supernatural. Hey, we need something that isn't, you know, the Vampire Diaries on this television. We need to give people a break from Vampire Diary overload.
Well, the Vampire Diaries might be on its way out because the main character, she's gone now.
Yes,
and the whole book series revolves around the main character. I mean, what's going to happen now that this main character is gone?
And
Gilbert is now sleeping in an eternal slumber because of a spell cast by Kai. So I'm just like, wow.
And have you ever seen the internet rejoice after losing a main character? I'm serious, too.
It's like
all my friends that love the Vampire Diaries, they're all over the place about, oh my god, Elena's dead. Fuck that slut.
No,
she's
not dead. She's just in a coffin now, sleeping.
And by the way, that was a quoted reaction from one of my friends. Yeah. So I just wanted to point that out, that slut. we do not condone the usage of the word slut per se, except unless it's Sookie Stackhouse. But
oh my god, she gets around.
Yeah.
In the books, she screws way more people than you saw in the series.
Oh, Lordy. I had to put some of that down, and I had to put it down a couple of times. I'm just sitting there going, damn, girl. Keep your pants on for 5 seconds. But now, if a guy does it, you wouldn't be saying that. Yes, I would. Believe me, I know plenty of man sluts around. Eric Northman, we're looking at you.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, and then Supernatural. Did you see how it ended?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So the whole thing to save Dean starts the end of the world. Thanks, guys.
How many times has the world actually ended or threatened to end on Supernatural now? I mean, it's like
every season.
Yeah, it's literally now, it's like every season finale is, oh, well, we do this, it'll bring the end of the world. It's like, I hate to say this, boys, but you're starting to run into a little bit of formula. Get out of the rut quick.
I'm like, and then, did they really kill Death? I don't know. I don't think so, because Death was saying that even he will reap God. So I think Death will be coming back too.
Death will not die. You know, it would be funny if they would actually reveal Death as God. that
no,
they have,
actually,
that God, no, that, no, no,
he,
that.
He's. I don't think he will, because he said that he's talked to God a lot. He knows God personally, and even he will reap God. So I don't think he's God.
Well, I mean, there is some strong evidence for that. I've always thought that.
Well, I know he does a lot of stuff. I mean, Dean calls him a lot to do a lot of things. I mean, turn time around, to cause new events to happen. I mean, death mm-hmm. can do a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that would be the series finale right there, that death reveals himself as God.
That'd be funny.
That would be great. I think that would be
epic. Then Dean will have to kill him because Dean swore he would kill God.
Dean does a lot of fun stuff, doesn't he? Dean gets all the fun stuff, man. That's not fair.
Yeah.
But
the best part, when me and my sister were watching, when Dean was about to kill Sam, and he kept telling Sam to close his eyes, and we're sitting there going, "No, Sam, give him those puppy eyes. Give him the puppy eyes." And he
Don't
did
give
it.
Him the puppy eyes, Sam. Please, God. You get too much
give
stuff
done.
Give
him the done. Puppy eyes, and then he couldn't kill Sam, so yeah, it worked. The power of the puppy eyes of Sam.
Sam and his damn puppy eyes is going to bring the end of the world. I'm convinced.
Well, he already did.
I know, twice. That's always fun. Sam is going to bring the end of the world. He's the harbinger. He's the fourth
he's
horseman.
The harbinger
of yeah. He's the fourth horseman. Nobody knows. But I do. I'm on to you, Sam. I'm on to you. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm
we
on
know.
To you.
We know.
So
season 11 is going to be, how are they going to, well, they got to get the mark back. That's the whole thing. They got to put the mark on someone else now to stop the end of the world.
Yes, they do.
So fun. Because
that's how the Mark of Cain rolls.
And now there's
kids.
No. Yeah, but Cain is not around to pass it on, and Dean didn't pass it on, so wow. That'll be fun.
Yes, that's how it rolls, kids. That's how it rolls.
And then you have Rowena, who took the Book of the Damned. Now she's going to go batshit crazy with that.
You think?
Because that's a book that does. That's a book that has like all the most oldest curses ever. So she's gonna go batshit crazy, and we're gonna have to find out if Cass killed Crowley. Remember, she hexed Cass to go after Crowley, but Cass his eyes were bleeding, which means he'll burn out. So
to save
we gotta
himself.
See that.
Nah, I've been.
We gotta see.
Have you seen a lot of the pictures of Mark Shepherd lately? While we're thinking about it.
Yes.
Did you see the picture? What was it?
Yes,
a couple
I have.
Weeks ago? He's outside of the house. Did you see that? The
mm-hmm.
Winchester house?
Yes. Yes. That was awesome.
That's why that man is my hero, kids. He's like, yo, you gotta be kidding me.
I love that guy. I love that guy.
But,
you know, we got to wear our Crowley shirts when we see him.
Oh, absolutely. If he doesn't sign mine, I'm going to break into the cries or anything. But, okay, but I brought up the end of the world for Supernatural for one reason.
Yes.
Which, to me, it's becoming a cliche on that show. It's they do something. Yeah. Every year, and it gets near the end of the season, and all of a sudden, oh God, they're facing the end of the world again. You have to admit, it is a cliche now. On that show.
Just a little bit. Yeah just
so
a little bit, yeah.
What cliches in horror movies need to stop? I mean, we need something that we need. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. This is a serious question. What is the one cliche in a horror movie that pisses you off? Like, you know it's coming from a mile away. Oh, I know mine.
Well, what do you got?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I watch Svengoolie every Saturday night, so you know he has the old.
Love that show.
Yes, it's great. It's probably the best show on TV right now. It's on Memorable Entertainment Television. For those of you who get, basically, it's on digital cable somewhere, which for us old timers, that's UHF. That's basically what digital cable is. Let's just be honest. They had on. God, and it's on my Facebook page, and I don't have it in front of me. The movie they had on over the weekend, it's a cliche that's kind of stopped, but it still pisses me off when I watch the old ones. And that is guys talking mostly to a female, but it can be to a male every once in a while. And it's the, stay right here. I'm going to go get help. What happens to that person basically two scenes later? He's dead.
They move. Yeah, no, that too.
That's,
but the
person who stays put doesn't stay put. Yeah, either the person who is told to stay put doesn't stay put and dies, or the guy going out to get help dies. Right. To me, that is the one cliche, and again, in most modern horror films, though, it's stopped. But it still pisses me off. I think to watch it, it's like, go get help.
Oh, yeah.
God, he just said the magic words that are gonna get you killed. Yeah. Stay right here.
That's right.
Or stay, my favorite,
stay is here.
It's when they actually. This happens in a lot of the tentacle monster movies. They stay right there, and then the tentacle gets them. So they're actually listening to the advice, and then all of a sudden they get killed. But yeah, stay right here is up there, but. Bloody Disgusting has the top three cliches that need to stop. I don't know if you've read this or not. And I agree with them. No. All right, the first one, falling when running.
Oh, I hate that.
We know what it is. It is the blonde with the big boobs. She's running and looking
partially
behind
naked.
Her. Yeah, she's got probably... You know, basically down to her bra and panties, and she's running. And then she looks behind her, and next thing you know, boom, hits the ground.
She trips and falls.
Bye bye.
It's in every Jason movie, and Halloween.
And Halloween.
And yeah.
But you what remember else? The most famous trip and fall scene?
Which one?
Oh, come on. It's from one of our favorite horror movies of all time. The Trip and Fall from the Evil Dead.
Oh, that one.
That one.
Oh, God.
But at least she didn't die right away. I mean, you know, they...
No, possessed not right away.
The possessed forest had a little fun with her before they... She was disposed of.
Oh, I had talked to Ellen, too. I asked her about that. I said, so what was it like being raped by a tree? She's like, what tree? What rape? I got rid of the Dutch elm disease last year.
Oh, damn. Okay. Oh, my God.
Have you noticed in that scene while she's getting raped, did it sound like she was enjoying it?
I wasn't going to bring that up. I mean, we are in a highly sensitive culture when it
comes
to rape.
I didn't get to ask her that part about why did it sound like she was enjoying it.
And let's be on the record for all the fun we're having right now, kids. Please don't rape anybody, okay? Rape is not cool, only in a movie.
No, I'm sorry. Rape is not cool, but that scene, I just always wondered about it.
Here we go. This one is more obviously more the problem of the modern horror film, and that is the cell phone with no connection. Where the f- are you guys going? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe stay out of places that Verizon can't catch. Ever think about that, people? I mean, you know, Verizon has, and I use Verizon, I'm on Sprint. but Verizon has basically nationwide coverage, and you find the one place Verizon doesn't work. I mean, have you?
That's just lucky.
Yeah, and it's always hello. It's like what? I mean, damn! I used to own my first phone was a Verizon phone, and I lived out in the country. And when I say I lived out in the country, I lived out to a place where the cable company actually said on the phone, we will not come install cable because you don't have enough people on your road that has cable. That's how far out in the country I was. And guess what? I had four bars.
Yeah. Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So, quit finding the one place on the face of the planet Verizon doesn't get.
Well, you know, satellite phones are still expensive.
No, satellite phones are fun. I want a satellite. That's my ambition in life is to get a satellite phone.
Definitely. That would be the way smart move.
Yes, but come on, people. No. Okay? No. Oh, here we go. Here we go. The biggest cliche that needs to go away. And I wholeheartedly agree with it. This is number two on my list of horror movie pet peeves.
Okay.
Take me instead, damn it! Don't take her! Take me, and you know what movie I'm talking about, and it's why I punch the wall every time I watch Poltergeist. And no, I will not be watching the remake, because the original movie pisses me off because of that sniveling priest.
Huh.
Ugh. Father Carreras from The Exorcist.
Oh. Right. That upsets me because, you know, that's a total cop-out move on a priest's part when they cannot defeat the demon. They're like, let's just, trade. You give me the girl, you can have me. It's such a cop-out. I don't like that. Because it's not defeating anything. That's just doing a save on a very stupid level.
I also believe that a lot of the demons are already in the church to begin with, so it's kind of boring to them.
Oh, of course. Of course.
So why do they want to...
You know it.
What's the big deal with going with a priest? So anyways...
Well, going into a priest, that means they can be in the church.
But they already are in the church. I mean,
well, it's because they're inhabiting the bodies. So, I mean, it's like American Horror Story Asylum. That demon was in there, and none of the holy... I mean, she had faith, but, you know, it didn't seem to affect the demon any way. So... Yeah.
I don't know. To me, it would have been better if the demon would have fought the alien.
Oh, that would have been awesome!
That actually would have salvaged that season.
They should have done that.
They should have
done that.
Ryan Murphy, if you're listening, go back, redo season two where the demon fights the alien. We might actually have something to work with. Okay.
Yes, that would have been way better.
Because But let's be honest. That is the worst season of American Horror Story. I don't think there's even a debate. Like, Coven doesn't even come close.
Yeah.
To Asylum.
Actually, Coven. Yeah, no. Coven was better than Asylum, unfortunately.
Coven was much better than Asylum, alright? I mean,
Asylum had such potential, and it was just, the ball was like dropped going, oh, fuck it. You know? No.
Asylum was just basically, you know what? We're still coming off the high from Murder House. They're going to watch it. They're going to watch this shit no matter what we put in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that's what it was coming to, because you had Pepper was the guardian of the baby by the alien. They were protecting what's his face. I mean, it was coming down to it. The aliens were coming. Yes. And they didn't show up. Damn it.
Aliens are like the dragons in Game of Thrones. They're coming. They're coming, and they're going to be great. When are they coming?
Yeah.
I'm so out of Game of Thrones. Honestly, I've quit watching Game of Thrones. And I know that there's going to be
Was it all because of that one episode of the horrific rape scene?
No, I'm being honest when I tell you this. I've watched Red Wedding. I watched up until Red Wedding and went, okay, they can't do anything better than this. I literally stopped watching after Red Wedding because I knew I had feeling that show was going to start going downhill.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly thought that was their jump to shark moment was Red Wedding. And that's when I stopped.
And that's the thing. I haven't been able to watch any of it, so I've been totally out of the loop. But, I mean, the whole internet's buzzing about the whole rape episode. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I mean...
So, okay.
It was in the book, people.
But then that's what some people were arguing, was like, it was in the book. They're following the book. The character was going to do it. Don't be surprised. Don't get pissed off. It's just going to happen.
Exactly. And it's just like, we all knew this was coming.
But anyway.
Yeah. Just an excuse to put more floppy penises on the air. But does it not feel that way, though? It's just like, you know who's going to die by who's got a floppy penis going around.
Well, you know, that is part of the horror way is, you know, whoever has sex has to die. So that's one of the rules.
That is one of the rules. Hey.
Yes?
Since we are in the summertime now, and we always talk about summer loving. Mm-hmm. That was the worst segue in the history of the world.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, that was really insensitive. I'm sorry, people.
Just a little bit. But you're still awesome.
I'm an asshole. I know, people. Hey, since it is summer loving time, and by summer loving we mean willingly loving, the greatest horror couples of all time. Who do you think would be on that list?
Ah, yeah.
Now, who do you think would be on that list? I mean, just throw out names. Let's think. We're thinking out loud.
Well, the couple from Poltergeist, the original Poltergeist.
Yeah, they would have to be on the list.
I would think.
The Thorns?
Because their love did defeat the evil.
Yes, it did. How about the Thorns from The Omen?
The Omen. I don't know.
Robert and Catherine Thorne. They have to be on the list.
All right. Okay.
Let's see who else.
But yeah,
that's the well.
Oh my God, is the Maitlands on there?
Well, we're about to find out, aren't we? Okay, so according to Bloody Disgusting, these are the greatest horror couples of all time, and the first one is Robert and Catherine Thorne from The Omen, and you have to put them on the list
from the original Omen.
Yes, and you have to put them on the list. Because, I mean, they tried so hard having a kid, and their life was so great before Damien showed up. And Damien...
Who ended up being not their kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Damien ruined everything. Oh, God. We're going to kick ourselves for this one.
What?
Adam and Barbara Maitland.
Maitland, yeah.
Yeah,
Maitland. There they are.
Oh, come on. They had, you know, why weren't they the first ones we thought of?
I don't know. Because
if you really think about it, I mean, the hell they went through. They got killed in a car wreck. They're in the afterlife. They have to deal with Beetlejuice. Basically being up their
and
ass.
And these people running their house.
Yeah.
And then the people in their house. They want these people gone.
People stealing their house. Beetlejuice is trying to sleep with Barbara at every turn. and they nearly get the girl in the end. I mean, so yeah, why didn't we think of that? Of course, we don't really think of Beetlejuice as a horror movie to begin with. So that's more of a comedy to me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
that's. But I don't know. I mean, I can see that. Oh, this list is bunk. Because the Addams family is. No, go ahead.
This has been all over the internet. There's all these memes about Gomez and Morticia Addams. They're like, screw Romeo and Juliet. I want to have a love like Gomez and Morticia Addams. I keep seeing that all over Facebook.
I'm going to be unpopular right here. Okay? I'm going to do something that's unpopular. As much as I love Angelica Houston, and I do. I think she's an extremely beautiful woman. Okay? Even though she's what now? Almost 70?
Yes.
Still, she's an extreme. You know, she was an extremely beautiful woman. I don't think she did Morticia Addams justice.
Actually, I agree. I don't think she pulled it off very well.
And for those of you who,
I mean, she looked great. She looked great in the dress and everything. She looked great dressed as, but to be the character, no, I agree. She did not pull it off very well.
She was too sultry as Morticia. And and for those of you having a coronary right now, go watch the TV show. Okay? Go watch the black and white TV show. And let's be honest, Morticia basically ran that family. Not Gomez. Morticia ran it in the show. In the TV show.
Yes, she did.
See, that's why this list is bunk, because the Addams Family is not a horror movie by any stretch of the imagination.
No, still not.
It's gothic comedy. Okay, kids, that's even what the TV show was. Mm-hmm. Back when they had the Munsters and the Addams. Who were you on? Whose side were you on? The Addams Family or the Munsters?
I was more the Addams Family.
And see, I was more Munsters.
You like the Munsters?
I do like the Munsters. I always wanted always wanted my hairstyle to be like Eddie.
Yeah.
I wanted that little peak in the front, the male widow's peak. I always wanted that.
Yeah.
I always thought it was cool.
You still can.
I know. It just looks awesome. Except now
I was even thinking, because it's going around here in town, that they're the women, some of them who are more into goth are doing the V widow's peak look on their bangs now.
Beautiful, I like that though.
It's great.
It's less rockabilly. I like the rockabilly, by the way. But just saying, the rockabilly look too. Duncan and Sarah from Bad Milo is on this list.
Did you see this movie?
No, I haven't seen this movie, and I'll be honest.
It's a total comedy. It's hilarious. You've got to see it. If anything for a laugh, you can't take it seriously. It is so hilarious.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a murderous goblin that comes out of somebody's butt. Ass. Yeah.
But it's hilarious.
That whole premise is weird. Anyways, moving on. And, of course, Steve and Diane Freeling from Poltergeist.
Yes, they made it. Yeah,
because, it's the greatest one.
Because when they got together, the evil couldn't overcome them. It's the whole point of Poltergeist was to tear the whole family apart so they'd be all easy pickings to be conquered.
And also, do you know who played Steve Freeling?
Craig T. Nelson?
Craig T. M.F.N. Nelson, baby. That's right.
That's right.
That's right. Craig T. Nelson.
Oh, I know.
Nobody can
be Stephen Freeling.
He is one of the world's biggest badasses, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of...
And especially in those movies.
Yeah.
Especially in those movies. His character took a lot of shit. He got pummeled hardcore every angle.
He did. But it was great. It was so great. But I will say this. Poltergeist still pisses me off for the reason we talked about earlier with the priest. But that's one of those movies that every time I have to turn it off at that scene because I don't want to kill anybody. Mm-hmm. But still, you know, I will still watch it. Speaking of Craig T. Nelson, you know that Coach is coming back on the air.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny too.
Oh god, Coach was funny. You know, that's the funniest thing in the world because we were talking about that during my day job a couple months ago, I think, when it was announced that Coach was coming back, and it's funny how that show connected sports fans and non-sports fans. Like a lot of non-sports fans love that show because Craig T. Nelson's funny as hell.
Yeah. I think sports ratings or viewers became more because of that show. I mean, more people were starting to look at sports because Craig was on there helping them out.
Absolutely.
But not me, because I had to work that job, so I had to watch sports only for my job.
Yeah. It's funny, though, when that is your job, how much you start really disliking sports.
Oh my god, yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is just absolutely great. It is actually a great time to be alive as far as Hannibal goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get back to Hannibal just for a minute.
Okay.
I am very interested in Aquarius. I don't know about you.
Okay.
But I am extremely interested in Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what sucks is it comes on after...
It'd be interesting to watch.
Yeah, what sucks is it comes on after Hannibal, which means I can't watch it, obviously, because of work. But...
Right.
But, you know, I have this fascination with serial killers, and I still think that... Is there a serial killer that is more captivating... Then, and I knew if I said something, I'd forget his name. Charles Manson.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's
the other funny part. He really isn't a serial killer.
Yeah, he didn't kill anybody. He's the only serial killer in the history of the world, person we consider serial killer, in the history of the world that has not, it wasn't directly involved in the Tate LaBianca murders. We don't know.
He wasn't there. No, he wasn't there. No. But he told them to do it.
Yeah. And I'm not 100% sure that he didn't kill anybody before, you know. I think he did get arrested for assaulting an officer. So.
Yeah, but I mean, he really didn't step up and kill anybody, I don't think.
Yeah. He's the lowest body count serial killer of all time.
Definitely.
By far. But I think that you have an entire series now dedicated to that summer is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because we really haven't had a legitimate series dedicated to Manson. I think we had one dedicated to the Zodiac Killer a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But he intrigues the hell out of me. I would love to see another one. I would actually like to see one based on Son of Sam.
Why not?
Because to me, that one is interesting. I don't think I want one based on Dahmer. But
Dahmer's been done to death. I was looking at a list. There's like 5 or 6, 7 maybe movies of Dahmer. I am done with Dahmer.
Do you know what really fascinates me with Dahmer? What I think what fascinates people with Jeffrey Dahmer?
What?
Is the way that he murdered, what he did.
Well, yeah.
I think that's what's so fascinating about Jeffrey Dahmer. Is what he did, yeah. not him personally, because he was a very boring individual. But
he was.
But, you know, Manson, you could do a million things on Charles Manson and still learn 50 more things that you didn't know before you went in.
It's definitely. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
But anyways, I thought I'd bring that up with Aquarius. And, of course, cool. You know, David Duchovny's in it, so everybody's... And yes, kids.
Of course.
Yes, kids, we got it. This is David Duchovny's warm-up to go back to the X-Files. We know.
Yes.
We know.
Yes, it is.
And speaking of weird things, Twin Peaks. Is he in or is he out?
Wait, didn't he get killed?
No, it wasn't killed. That was the one thing. We've had a couple people pull out of Twin Peaks, but now I've heard that they're back in.
Yeah.
And one of the people I heard that was back in was one of the reasons why I like the show. Our favorite FBI detective's back.
Yeah. He's coming back.
Yes, Angelo Balamati has confirmed he is coming back to Twin Peaks.
Wow.
So we get our love back.
We're on track now.
We are on track now. But is David Lynch in or out?
Yeah.
I mean, one minute he's in, the next minute he's out. 5 minutes later he's backed in. I mean, David, make up your mind.
Make up your mind. Make up your mind.
Because if David Lynch is not directing this or writing this in any way, I ain't watching it.
Yeah, because it's going to be shit.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, we found out that Showtime is going to make it go from 9 to
18. Oh, right.
Yes.
Nice.
And we didn't mention probably the biggest recommitment to the show. Literally the biggest recommitment to the show. Tweed's Cafe in North Bend, Washington is back. And do you remember? Yes. Now, do you remember what Tweed's Cafe was in the show?
Oh my God. Double R Diner?
Yes. And oh, by the way.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's being remodeled to look like the Double R again.
Wow. Wow.
Yes. So, for those of you who don't know, they have confirmed the shooting locations, North Bend and Snoqualmie, Washington. Basically where the show was shot before. So there we go. So I always wanted to move to North Bend, Washington.
Now damn it, David Lynch, get on board.
Or at least be 100% confirmed.
Yes.
Quit backing out every 35 seconds. All right, damn it. Stop playing with our emotions.
Make up your damn mind. Yes, you're confusing us.
Stop playing with our emotions. Well, anyways, that's all I've got. You know, we have droned on
okay.
for now. Don't get me wrong, yes. I like droning
on. Oh, we have, huh?
Yeah, I like droning on for now.
Oh, and I did find out Fear the Walking Dead is supposed to be aired this summer.
How do I get out of the loop?
This summer.
Yeah, how the hell do I get out of the loop?
I don't know.
That's what happens when you're not really... Well, see, I'm not really watching television that much anymore. I got a new smart TV since my last one was stolen.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So it's basically been almost nothing but Netflix and Hulu for me. Which I found out.
I've been Netflixing it like crazy.
Which I found out, Hulu doesn't play very well with smart TVs.
It doesn't?
No, not really.
No, actually, it doesn't. Because my sister, she has an HD TV, and Hulu plays like crap on there.
Yeah, I'm always like, I'm in the middle of a show, and then it's just like, oh, sorry, we lost connection. Okay, I can go over to Netflix and watch the show in peace.
Definitely. Yeah, because I've been Netflixing like crazy. And I recently found something called Screambox. It's a new, it's like FearNet. It's all horror. It's only on your computer, but it's $3.99 a month. All the movies you can get on your computer. It says they are working on something for Xbox, PlayStation, and any other devices, tablets. They're working on it. But right now, all you can do is get it on your computer. And it's all horror. And they have it in categories. There's killers. There's supernatural. There's monsters, psychological, and extreme.
Nice.
So I just signed up. They have a 30-day free trial, and I'm going to give it a try. And I'm going through the list, and the funny part is I've seen almost everything on these lists.
Hey, but that's
only
the best thing
about
it. But that's
there's
the
only
best
a few
thing.
I haven't seen about it. Yeah. Seen, so I'm going to still give it a try because it looks pretty good, and $3.99 a month isn't bad.
Right, I agree. $3.99 a month isn't bad.
So Screambox.com. Yeah, Screambox.com.
Right.
And just sign up. There's a new 30-day trial, so I'd say give it a go.
Absolutely. All right, shall we? Shall we do music?
I've got a list. We've got new stuff, too. We have a new Jules Marie.
Mm.
She's from Indiana. So her sound is more a goth, one of those nice goth rock sounds. She's really good. So she's on our new list. So we'll start with her.
Okay. Yeah, you compared her to Emily Autumn, I believe.
Yes.
You sent me an email.
Emily Autumn. Oh, I did. Her voice is so beautiful. It's a lot like Emily Autumn.
Oh, nice.
It's EMZT Radio!
Thank you. follow suit and be the good girl. Only speak when spoken to. Perfect poise and posture. I don't want to fit into your idea of perfection. I'll do what I wanna do. I am my own person. Stand up, be proud of who you are. Don't let others put you down. You've gotten so far. You can't change. To even try to understand me. You can't knock me away. I won't be played that way. I'm not your baby doll. This bitch is gonna stand tall. I'm a middle finger raised. Come here with razor sharp nails.
We started with Jules Marie, Psych Ward, Creeping Beauty, Blue-Eyed Suicide, Calabrese, Flesh and Blood, and Sugar Plum Suicide, Doll. Since we ran a little long today with catching up finally, we're just going to leave it as what it is. Next time, we'll be able to put in the new segment with the Sinister Sisters. I do want to talk about Indiegogo.com, Jack Thomas Smith's latest campaign to get his new movie In the Dark funded and filmed, which MJ and I, he invited us to be one of his zombie vampires, which it sounds like a lot of fun. And please do support this movie, help get it made. We're just trying to figure out how much to give, because we do want this project to be done. And I'm going to just wrap it up for the day and stay tuned for another episode of EMZT Radio.
Now I'm feeling zombified! 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up, because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
And let me give you some advice. When you leave a man for dead, make sure he's really dead.
Red Rum! Red Rum! Red Rum!
See, back home, I'm a murderer. I'm a freak. But here, among the monsters, I'm normal. I like it here. I want to stay.
Oh, great, Valium. Not only will we be able to get to sleep, but if we're attacked in the middle of the night, we won't even care.